Today, aboard the International Space Station, astronauts got a rare treat, fresh lettuce.
We're going to get started with the harvesting here in just a couple of minutes, and then right after that, we'll have lunch.
NASA broadcast that space salad meal live. NPR's Jeff Brumfield reports.
In space, food is freeze-dried, prepackaged, and frankly, not always very tasty, which is where Trent Smith comes in.
I am the veggie project manager. I work here at NASA Kennedy Space Center.
The Veggie Project has just one goal, to bring salad to space.
It's just one of those things that we have to learn if we're actually going to step into the solar system and go to Mars. You know, how will you grow your plants?
It turns out it's not as simple as you'd think. On Earth, gravity pulls water down towards the roots. But in space,
getting that balance of water right for the root zone is extremely difficult in microgravity, just because of the way water behaves.
It can ball up in a corner, leaving roots high and dry. Smith's team has a solution, though, a pillow of clay, air, and water that lets the roots spread out at zero Gs. But it doesn't end there. Plants need air to breathe, but they don't move. On Earth, winds keep fresh air coming. In the space station, there is no wind.
And it's not very healthy, so we have fans that draw in fresh cabin air.
Finally, there's the issue of light. The space station is whipping around the Earth fast.
Every 90 minutes is a new sunrise, so it's very different. You know, and for a plant, that would be extremely confusing.
The veggie team added some artificial lights to keep the orbiting lettuce on an earthly schedule. The system took years for engineers to develop, but growing today's salad on the space station didn't take long at all.
July 8th, it started. Today is 33 days of growth. And the plants were just fantastic. I mean, big, large leaves.
The lettuce was ready. The astronauts were hungry. And this morning, there was just one question left.
We've been wondering, the veggie team, if they were going to do a teriyaki chicken wrap, if they were going to do salad dressing, if they had salad dressing.
We got some extra virgin olive oil and some Italian balsamic vinegar.
The astronauts went with a simple dressing, and the space salad tasted out of this world.
That's awesome.
Good.
Tastes good?
Yeah. I like that.
It's kind of like arugula.
This lettuce could be just the tip of the iceberg. There's plans for cabbage, cherry tomatoes, and even potatoes as we leaf into the final frontier.